Don't miss the biggest Maytag sale of the year at Lowe's. You'll find the Maytag appliances you need when you need them at a great price. Plus, when you buy two select laundry appliances, you'll get up to a $100 bonus via instant rebate. Shop Maytag at Lowe's. We help, you save. Offer valid through 531. See store for pricing and offer details. Advertise savings on all major Maytag appliances through Maytag.com and participating retailers. Prices may vary. Additional terms and conditions apply.
You can call **1045 from your cell phone now, as we have a team of great volunteers who are ready to take your phone call and your donation. They're standing by at Regis downtown, and thanks to Regis for coming back to the table and offering up their space. It's a huge, huge help. And thanks to Subaru of Jacksonville on Atlantic for their generosity through the years. Phil Porter Jr., general manager at Subaru of Jacksonville on Atlantic, y'all have been huge, huge supporters the last 5+ years of Carathon. Thank you so much.
The Child Cancer Fund, it was a natural fit for us. I mean, not only you guys do amazing work and provide an important role for those going through all these tough times, but it's helping the most innocent members of our community, the kids. What better organization to support than the one that is helping these little heroes walking through extremely difficult times and helping them thrive as much as possible? I mean, we're very proud to represent this charity, and it's actually been 6 years for us. And between the dealership and my family, I mean, we're close to $100,000 donated, so we're very proud.
We're very happy, and I know these families are very thankful for the generosity all these years contributing to the Child Cancer Fund. Has cancer impacted the Subaru of Jacksonville on Atlantic family in ways that helps to continue to keep you motivated to give?
You know, we've certainly had some, not children specifically, but we don't really know anybody that hasn't been affected in some way, shape, or form. You know, unfortunately, it seems like cancer touches almost everyone. So we're just honored to be part of something that is trying to make this difficult walk with cancer a little easier.
Phil, we've been side by side with some of these families at Nemours. We have to do it differently this year out of the health and safety and for everyone's benefit, not being there at Nemours. But as you reflect on those times that you've had a chance to meet some of the families and you've been a part of Carathon's past, what stands out to you?
You know, just the courage and that you see in these families and what they're going through. I mean, I can't imagine how incredibly difficult it is. I have a young daughter myself, and now I see it kind of through a different light. So I don't even want to think about it, and the amount of courage, and these little kids are heroes with all that they have to go through. And that's just really inspiring for us and the dealership.
**1045 is the easiest way to make it happen right now, and I think you said it well there, Phil. No amount is too small. $10 can go a long way. You've seen that when you visited with these families, that a $25 donation can be a gas card. I mean, every little bit makes a big, big difference.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, my wife was a social worker, and, you know, the people are looking for just ridiculously small things sometimes, a pair of shoes, gas card, like you said, groceries. I mean, every single little bit counts.
Well, thank you for your generosity through the last 5 years, Phil Porter Jr. and the team at Subaru of Jacksonville on Atlantic. The executive director of the Child Cancer Fund, Carla Montgomery, is in the Subaru of Jacksonville on Atlantic call center at Regis. They stepped up to the plate once again. **1045 from your mobile phone to make a donation. And how are you using all the money that's generated through Carathon today and through this week?
You know, the families now more than ever, because of the pandemic, you know, there's already the fear of the worry of their child. And you know, usually one of the parents has to, you know, leave their job in order to care for the child. So, you know, those household expenses, mortgage, car payments, grocery, gas. We also do a retreat weekend for families, and that allows them to, you know, get away. And that's for some of them, that's the only vacation they're going to get this year. And it allows them to come together as a family and allows them to connect with other families. So there's support groups, our Mothers for Hope and Fathers for Hope. It allows those families to come together and you know, kind of trade stories and help each other out and connect with someone who really understands the language. And, you know, we do educational materials. I had Jolly reach out to me. She needs some more notebooks. So those are the binders that help, you know, the families kind of navigate the journey.
I tell you, Carla, the thing that strikes me is the families that continue to give, join the board for the Child Cancer Fund, and donate their time and energy. Why is it that you see this return of so many families year after year, including yourself, your son, who went through the cancer fight?
You know, the community is so generous, and when you go through something like this and you get the support that you get, you want to give back. So people want to step up and help out. And, you know, keeping a board member on or a parent on our board is important just so that we have a pulse on those families that have been there. So
I'm hearing that people are in the background. That means they're on the phones. That's good. Star 1045 from your cell phone or 516-5460. Carla, are the phones ringing or are they not ringing enough? I think I need to hear that.
Well, they are ringing, and I actually was going to have to answer one before getting on with you, but Rob jumped in. So we're all kind of around trying to get the phones, but keep them ringing, please.
Give me an idea when a family calls you, and we've interviewed so many families this week and through the last 5 years, when you get a phone call from a family of a cancer patient, mom or dad, and they say, I don't know where to turn, I'm falling behind on my JEA bill or my mortgage, what do you do? What are the steps that you take, and how does someone's donation come into that equation?
You know, when the families reach out to us, they're very desperate for help, and the social workers work with them to, you know, bring all the resources that are going to be the best for them. And so we step in and we, you know, pay that mortgage, you know, send those gas cards and grocery cards so that enables them to, you know, to get through the next day. And so it's very important and impactful. And again, I know I've said this many times, but the families are so grateful. I get notes and emails from them saying, thank you so much. You know, we can make it another day. And it's that, you know, it's really impactful, and it's really helpful to them.
You made my day yesterday when you sent me a special message about a phone call from a WOKV listener. Can you retell that story?
Yeah, we had a listener yesterday that called with a $5,000 donation. Had been impacted by cancer himself and wanted to help, you know, families, you know, after hearing, you know, all the stories on WOKV.
That's phenomenal. And here's a story that I wanted to share. Our Dave Daniels in the newsroom, right as we were getting off the air yesterday at 9 o'clock in the morning, we visited yesterday morning with Joshua Ribeiro. He's a 13-year-old, bright, shining light. He has these beautiful green eyes. I mean, he is photogenic for sure. And he's a couple of years in. He is in maintenance right now. And a woman called our newsroom and was speaking with Dave and said, my 12-year-old son was moved by his story, and he has started a lawn business. He mows lawns, and with his earnings, he wanted to donate, and he wanted to do it because he was motivated by Josh's story. And she said, my son doesn't do this. He doesn't give up his money. He earns his money so that he can spend his money, but he's donating today to the Carathon. Is that not a I mean, there's a 12-year-old kid who's stepping up, and I don't know what the amount is. Hopefully you'll hear him this morning here, Carla, but it's a big, big deal in our community.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing what these kids do, you know, with their little businesses, and you know, some of them have broke open their piggy bank. So, you know, we've said this before, but really no amount is too small. I mean, that $5, that $10, you know, that's a snack to get a family through the day when they're stuck in the clinic. It's just so many little things that make such a difference in their day-to-day lives.
We couldn't do it without the support of Duval Asphalt, of course, and Subaru of Jacksonville on Atlantic Regis, who stepped up to the plate and provided the space. Star 1045 from your cell phone, 516-5460. I want to hear those phones ring. Carla will continue to check in with you throughout the morning. Now get on a phone call, for crying out loud. Let's go. 516-5460 or star 1045 and no